There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. John, where do you want to go?
Well, we'll start talking about employment because that's one of the things on the news. They're saying that, you know, employment is great so long as you believe the lies. And one of the things they talk about is there's more job openings, but that doesn't mean that there's more jobs available. And what I like about this article, which is the only link in the employment section this week, is it discusses the JOLTS report that the government puts out and explains a little bit about how the numbers work. And one of the examples given here talks about when a company wants to bid on a government contract, and let's say that if they win that contract, they would have to have another 90 to 100 new jobs in order to fulfill that contract. Well, you don't just wait until you win to advertise for those jobs. You go ahead and advertise so that you get the resumes coming in, so that you have the pool to pick from, so you can get moving on the contract. Well, that company isn't the only company bidding for that contract. So there's 19 other companies that want that same contract. So what you see is the number of jobs posted is 1,800 to 2,000 openings for whoever wins the contract is only going to hire 90 to 100. Mm-hmm. And it also applies for, private business contracts as well. But apparently this is more prevalent with government contracts because they're, sometimes they dump large amounts of those at a time, no matter what the economy is doing, whereas in the private sector, you typically want to have a return on your investment. I just found it interesting that, we've got lots of job openings, but there's not that many jobs.
And how many times have we sent in resumes, for those jobs and get no response whatsoever? Meaning, we waste our time thinking that ad that we've responded to is actually a job. It may be one of those 20 who are trying to get that contract from the government. So we're wasting our time. We actually think they're jobs. And then we're disappointed that no one gets back to us. I know a young guy who's on his way to Oklahoma to build a wind farm. And they're going to bang these things out. They're going to do it in assembly line fashion. And I believe this is one of those government-funded wind farms. And so these young people are going to make twice as much money per hour as they normally would make, if they had a job, if they could find a job locally in the Springfield community. So out to Oklahoma to build a wind farm that nobody wants. And it's just one more thing that the government is doing. John, I've been thinking about prohibition. I was thinking about it over the weekend. So it was absolutely perfectly legal to have serve alcohol, sell alcohol in bars, And then the government said, it's illegal. Can't do that anymore. And then they changed their mind. Well, no, so they repealed prohibition, right? So it was legal, then illegal, then it ended in December. Prohibition ended December 5th, 1933. So they can't even make up their mind. So I saw this picture, John, a photograph of barrels stacked like a pyramid. And it must have been at least 20 barrels high. These are whiskey barrels that are really hard to make. Especially if you want to make a whiskey barrel that doesn't leak, that's a work of art. And they just piled these things up like a pyramid and set them on fire. That's what our government does. I saw a picture of a brewery where beer was running out of the second story window because the revenuers were smashing the equipment and letting the beer just go to waste. That's what they do. They just say, oh, we changed our mind. You can't have that anymore. It's illegal. Just like that thug and his co-thug, Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup of Missouri House of Representatives, and they wanted to ban AR-15s, AK-47s, magazines over 10 rounds and certain kinds of shotguns. They just decided, you know, we'll just sign on to this pre-written legislation from ALEC in Washington, D.C., we'll sponsor it and co-sponsor it, and we'll steal people's personal property. You know, something I wanted to share. I was at a gun show over the weekend, and I bought a gun. I bought a used gun from some guy. And it's all perfectly legal. Some guy was walking around with this rifle, and I said, are you selling that? And he said, yeah, I am. I said, may I see it? And he said, sure. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, this is pretty neat. I haven't seen one of these in a long time. As a matter of fact, it wasn't one that was, it's a really, really nice 22 rifle. Top quality. And I bought it for what appeared to me to be very, very reasonable price. He agreed, I agreed. I gave him Federal Reserve notes. He gave me the rifle. I was happy. He was happy. And it all happened without government intervention. It was personal property that he sold to me. I gave him Federal Reserve notes, and I bought it. Now, why am I telling you this story, class? Because you can do it, too. You can go to a gun show and, you know, check your state laws, but you can buy personal property without telling the government one word about it, without it being registered. You can buy a rifle without it being registered. You can buy a pistol without it being registered if you buy it used from someone who's selling it. If they're not a felon and you're not a felon and your state allows it, you can do it. And we can in Missouri. So I was walking around with a rifle. Well, I wasn't the only one. There's a whole bunch of people. And then there was a guy that was selling a shotgun, just walking around with it. And I said, well, that's really neat. May I see it? And he said, sure. So I asked him how much he wanted for it, and he told me, and I said, right. So I made him an offer. He said, okay. And he sold it to me. So now I had a rifle and a shotgun. No paperwork. All perfectly legal. I did it in public. I did it in the view of hundreds of people. And you can too. If it's legal for you to own a firearm, a gun, a rifle, a pistol, you can buy it privately. You don't even have to go to a gun show to do it. You can go to some guy's house. If he's selling, it's kind of like a refrigerator. If he's selling his refrigerator or his appliance or a dog, you can go buy it if you're not a felon. Pretty cool? The reason I'm telling you all this is because I want you to know that I do it and you can too. Back to you, John Reagan.
You know, you're talking about prohibition, and yeah, the government still acts like that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because if you look at history, at the turn of the 20th century, first off, you'd feel safe letting your 8-year-old daughter go by herself to the drugstore to pick up something for you.
Yeah, now it's Now they say these free range kids, you can't have free range kids, which they mean is what free range kids means is children who are allowed to make decisions and be in society without a leash. That's free range, and I'm all for it.
So, a little over 100 years ago, you could send your daughter to the drugstore to pick up off the shelf cocaine, heroin, and probably some other options as well.
Cigarettes.
And, we can debate how good these things are for you, but we've come to this war on drugs where they've instituted this prohibition, and what's the results? It hasn't cut down on the people that are going to use these products anyway. But what it has done is it's loaded up our prisons. That makes those people have much tougher time finding work or finding it. And if they do find work, it's probably not a good paying position. It's led to the civil asset forfeiture laws that we've been talking about. And, you know, and you know, 50 years of the war on drugs, and the demand hasn't gone down. And in fact, you know, when you dig under the surface, you also find out that the government's in the drug trade, and the more you make it illegal, the higher the prices.
Mm-hmm. John, can we just take a few seconds for a short commercial announcement?
Sure.
Class, we're looking, USA Prepares is looking for a couple more instructors. We would like, if you have experience in wine making, beer making, and distillation of spirits, you know, distilling alcohol, and if you have experience in distillation for fuel, we'd love to talk with you and have you come on the air and tell us how to do it. Because I think if we can avoid paying taxes on wine, that's a good start. If we want to have wine, if we want to drink beer and we can avoid paying taxes on beer, we'd love to talk with you and avoid paying taxes on wine, beer, and other alcohol. Seriously. And we can make up to 200 gallons per family legally. So we're interested in starving the beast here. That's a new bent we have here at USA Prepares. If we can avoid paying taxes, we want to do it. We want to grow our own food so we don't pay taxes on food. We want to grow our own grapes so we can make wine. We want to make beer. We want to distill our alcohol for food and fuel. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, and, you know, John, I was thinking about the minimum wage. Randy, he's our electrician. He's our electricity instructor at the meetups, and he has not been on the radio with us yet, but he teaches us at meetups about electricity and home wiring and building wiring and so forth. And he said, hey, Vinny, why do you think the minimum wage is being promoted at $15? Why this big hike? And we started talking about it at the meetup. So I passed him the microphone, and he led the discussion. And it was things like, well, fairness and equality and, of course, all that. And he said, taxes. Taxes. You know, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Here in Missouri, it's $7.65. In some states, it's even higher. And, for example, in Alaska right now, it's $8.75. But in January, it's going to be $9.75. Colorado, it's $8.23. Connecticut, it's $9.15. In Idaho, it's $7.25. And, you know, so various states have various minimum wages. But it's, in his opinion, and I think he's absolutely correct, raise the minimum wage and then you raise the taxes that are garnered, stolen from people's wages as their wages go higher. Just wanted to share that. John Reagan, back to you.
And not only that, once you hit a higher rate, quite often you no longer qualify for benefits. So it can be a double whammy there. You get higher taxes and less help.
Yeah, and how would Walmart survive? How would Walmart be able to have employees if we didn't subsidize their employees with, you know, food stamps and subsidized housing and all that, right?
You know, you may need to title this episode "Vince and John Chase Wascally Wabbits." I want to go back to you know, you're talking about wine, and there's more to it than, you know, just getting alcohol to get stoned. If you're raising grapes, you can only eat so many grapes in season. What you do is, you know, you want to preserve them so that you can have them later on. And the way you do that is you get the juice out of them. And while we've got different techniques today with pasteurization, when you don't have it available, what you do is you ferment it. And, you know, this applies to other vegetables and food sources as well. You know, you can take the cabbage, make sauerkraut. It's a preservation method. And, you know, you don't have the refrigeration, you don't have the pasteurization. So it is a solution for food storage. And also going back to one of the casualties of the drug war is hemp, which we had people at the expo talk about this as well. Hemp is a fantastic plant, and you can't get high on hemp. It's unlike marijuana, which has more of the, you know, the THC in there that actually causes the high. But hemp can be used so many ways, from, you know, making rope, making clothes. The oil is great. And the only reason that it's really been made illegal is because it competes too well with the petrochemical industry. And we've got the best Congress that money can buy.
I'm glad you said this, John, because as a farmer, I have two choices. I have a hay baler. It rolls hay, and it puts it in 1,000-pound rolls. And once we've rolled the hay, first we cut it, then we rake it into windrows, and then we come by. The third pass is with a hay baler. I pull it behind a tractor that's capable of spinning this round bale as I go forward. Once the bale is of completed size, which is about 1,000 pounds, I can wrap it with something. To keep it together, the baler that I have is an old style, and it does not have a net wrap, meaning I could put like a web netting around it. I don't have that. I could have a baler that has a plastic, like a saran wrap type wrapping. I don't have that. Mine uses twine, baling twine, and I have two choices: plastic or natural. The natural costs a little bit more, but the cool thing about it is I can just cut it and leave it on the ground and it will decompose. But it's hard to find. Plastic has replaced it, and it doesn't decompose. It's a nuisance. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And his website, The Financial State of the Union.com. His book is available on at Amazon, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I have a copy, and it's a brilliantly written concise explanation of what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and how the collapse is absolutely certain. And if you want to share that with family and friends who think maybe you're a little bit off, it's a great way to explain it. So here it is. Take a look. Maybe you'll come to our way of thinking and prepare for the collapse, because it is an absolute certainty. John Reagan?
And that's why I put together all these news items that we cover each week, is not only to keep you up to date, but there may be something in there that will be that one piece that will make it click for one of your friends or family to wake them up. And, you know, use it as much as you like. That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you like a little spy tech?
I'd love some.
I've just got one article for this week. IBM announcing a new nanocell. And this one just has 100 synapses. But this is one of those technologies. Back when I got my computer science degree, in the Stone Age with key punches, all the computers were digital, which means they're based on transistors, which is kind of like a light switch. It's either on or off. There's not any other choices. We have two more technologies now, and we've talked about these on air. One is the quantum computer, where that switch can be on, off, or both. And that gets really freaky, and even the people that work with quantum computers don't understand how they work. But the difference between the two is, let's use, for example, the code breaking. With the digital computer, you just have to brute force it, try each combination. With a quantum computer, it kind of like shifts the problem off to another dimension, and the answer comes back. The third type of computer is this type, the neural network, which is how our brains work. When you start getting that exponential phase of this development, where you end up with artificial brains many times the size of a human brain, it gets really frightening, because these are the truly self-learning machines. And you think it's hard trying to outthink our overlords now. Imagine trying to outthink them with this in their arsenal. Vincent?
Their arsenal is getting larger. And we are having less wherewithal. We are being taxed into oblivion. John, I'm having difficulty finding other answers than moving away from people, going to a farm, and providing for yourself. That seems to be the answer I keep coming back to. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people. When I'm not on the air, if I'm not on the tractor, if I'm not fixing equipment, if I'm not mending fences, if I'm not checking on the cows, I'm on the phone and talking with our class and talking with other instructors. It seems that more of our instructors and more of our class wants to move to the kind of place where I live, away from people, away from nuclear reactors, away from high taxes, away from government help. I mean, I can't think of anyone, not one person, who's not sick of government assistance, meaning pushing their weight around telling us what to do. We're all sick of it. So, John, I don't know any answer other than to get away. Get away from the system as far as we can. And I talked to a guy today about my cell phone, and I told him I don't have one anymore, and it's just delightful. I don't know how I existed with a cell phone. Can you imagine that, John? I don't know how I got along with it. Some people say they don't know how they got along without it. Me, What a nuisance that darn thing is. It's really nice. It's peaceful not having that thing go off telling me that someone sent me a text. And another text. And another text.
Since you've mentioned cell phone, why don't we drop down to bigger picture? Anybody okay. seen my phone?
Okay, let's do it.
And this is a story out of Jordan. A woman goes in, has a C-section, and apparently the doctor left his phone inside, and they found out when it started vibrating.
Yeah, no, I read that story, John, on your website. And can you imagine? Can you literally? Can you imagine being in the? This guy had to be on his cell phone. Had to be on his cell phone when he was in the operating room. Okay, there's no other way. Unless someone stole his phone and stuck it in his woman. But literally, I've heard my grandfather told me about, a battlefield surgery where a sponge was left in the guy's stomach. You know, he was torn up on the battlefield during World War I, emergency surgery, and he had stomach problems, and for years and years and years and years. Finally, he went to have another surgery. Decades later, and they found the problem. It was the sponge. The previous surgeon decades before left a sponge in the guy's stomach. Well, this is over the top. A cell phone? Come on. Let's get away from these darn things. They are a nuisance. They are a threat to society. And now I'm seeing more and more posts about requirements. Getting these cell phone companies to post warnings that, this thing is really dangerous. Kind of like what happened with cigarettes, right? Because there used to be a time when there were commercials in the 1950s on television where a doctor would say, this is the brand I prefer. So if a doctor's saying it, obviously it's a good thing to do, right? Smoke cigarettes. Well, it's not. And so they had warnings on the packs of cigarettes. And it's not working too well, and people are still smoking. But I think if we tell people that, cell phones can kill you over time, slowly, not too fast, but slowly. One of our students at the meetup pulled out a cell phone and he showed me a picture of his wife's face. And it had a cancerous spot on it. And it's right where she puts the phone. And so I asked Dr. Shuley if he thought there was a relationship. And the answer is, we can't be 100% sure that the cell phone caused that cancerous spot on her face. But he is certain that cancer, the chances of getting cancer are increased by cell phones. And what's another thing that's interesting? Mike Parsons just reminded me of this. And he's absolutely right. We may think of someone who is imprisoned automatically as someone who has done something wrong. Well, in the case of Mike Parsons, he was imprisoned and he didn't do anything wrong. So we need to change our thoughts about that. We need to change our thoughts about how people are wrongfully imprisoned. And it's not their fault. As a matter of fact, they may have done something heroic, and they may be sidelined for doing something heroic and put out of the way, where the bullies who work for the system decide that, this guy's a threat to the system. This guy's a threat. We'll go to jail if this guy gets the word out about how we've committed these crimes, and then people end up in jail. We're going to start exposing some more of this corruption. On this broadcast. I'll let you know when. So the cell phone is just one way that Verizon and Apple and the government and that ilk will not be able to spy on the Finelli family because we don't have a cell phone. Good riddance. Back to you.
I've got a link, Snitching 101. It's one of those that you can use for reference. And it talks a bit about in the history where this had to be done by people. The state does this for control. It obliterates freedom. It it makes it to where you're not willing to take chances. It cuts in innovation, and you just try not to stand out or get in trouble. It's a bad thing, and while this old style snitching is bad, and they're still trying to do it, you know, if you see something, say something, we are getting more and more surveilled by technology, and that's why I say we've only got one or two ways to go after the collapse. Either it's the no-tech route or the police state route, and I really would rather prefer the no-tech to the police state. And just to, you know, add a little bit more to that, the next couple of articles changes. And
wait, John,
changes.
Hold it for just a second.
Sure.
If you see something, say something. And I've taken that very seriously. And I have been complying with the Homeland Security, their request, if you see something, say something. I have been complying. And I've been saying something to everyone I can. When I see the police on the side of the road, I flash my lights and warn everybody that there's danger ahead. You know, people may run into those police because they're, you know, it's hard to see them where they park. And I'm very concerned about their safety. I'm talking about the cops. So what I do is, for oncoming traffic, I will flash my lights for miles to make sure that what I saw, I've talked about the best way I can. So instead of yelling out of the window, I flash my lights to say, there are police ahead, and please don't hit them. There are police ahead, please don't hit them. And I suggest that y'all consider doing the same thing. So if you see something, say something, just as the government requests you to do. That's what they want us to do. And I think that's a good thing. So if you see something, see police ahead. We don't want them hurt. So say something. Tell everybody.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel,
and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I got an email from one of our instructors about privacy of cell phones, and I responded by saying that, you know, if you get a phone not in your name and you pay cash with it, yeah, you can do that, but you're 3 phone calls away from your, you know, usual contacts from the government identifying who you are. Isn't that correct?
That's right, and it's not just the phone calls. If it's this modern cell phone that has the GPS in it, in as few as 3 locations that you go to, it can identify who you are individually.
And it's difficult to take the batteries out of a lot of the modern cell phones, so they're tracking you every step of the way. So my plan was not to have a cell phone, not to have one. So, however, the plan is to have a recording device. And we're looking into clandestine type recording devices, video and audio, so that if you need video evidence of what happened, you can have it with you at all times. And we're looking into a bulk purchase of them at a very low price. So that's the plan. I have not finished my evaluation and my research on that yet, but that's the plan. So the problem is you make 3 phone calls to, let's say John calls me, and John calls a family member, and John calls his wife. Now they know who he is. Right, John?
That's the way it works.
Yep. So, or if I had a cell phone and I called John and family member and, oh, let's say...
the pizza shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if there were one. Or let's say I called Sam Bushman or John Stattmiller or, you know, John Reagan, those 3 phone calls. And who I am. Or Dane Wigington. So it's real easy. Those guys have spent a lot of our money to learn about us. What's next, John? We only have a couple minutes.
Yeah, changes and more changes. Oh. Obama saying that we're going to have to change how the media reports. And with the FCC takeover of the Internet, that may happen as soon as the summer. And, of course, he's scheduled to leave office fairly soon. So now we've got behind him Hillary saying Christianity must change to accommodate abortion on demand and, of course, anything else that she doesn't like about Christianity. So these are, get us back to how we started. Those that are against our unalienable rights are fighting very hard, and they, if they win another term, I don't know if we can protect them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've been trying to think of something worse than Hillary Clinton moving into the White House again. You know, she's the gal that was shown on the Internet as breaking lamps and breaking furniture. And her husband was renting out the Lincoln bedroom. Aren't those the guys?
And not to mention, you know, she's great at making money with, you know, first-time tips.
Yeah. Yeah, so the last person that we want in the White House is Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine 4 years of the zipper, four more years of the zipper, and then four more years with her, and then another 16 years of those guys? That's the last thing this country needs. So just think about what the damage that the Clintonistas have done to this country. Just think about how, you know, it used to be when you didn't see things from China. That would be communist China in this country. Now, Walmart is the Chinese factory outlet. Harbor Freight is a Chinese tool outlet. Yeah, just go to Harbor Freight and try to find something that's not made in China. Lots of luck. Lots of luck. John, we are in so much trouble. We have to become independent. We have to grow our own food. We have to have a water supply. We have to be away from society as it collapses. Just look around in your city. You see any for rent, for sale, for lease signs, for businesses? Any last minute thoughts, John?
as usual, I run out of time. Surprise, surprise. Yep. We'll get to that next week.
Hey, John, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Captain John Reagan.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry John.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.